This is going to help a lot of people while putting a bunch of money in your pocket. And all I want to do today in this episode is provide value to you and educate you on how this solution can really change the course of your business moving forward. You can monetize that same customer more than one way.
Are you ready to revolutionize your credit repair business? Welcome to Credit Repair Junkies, the ultimate podcast for credit repair entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Bruce Politano, seven-figure serial entrepreneur and author. Each week, we'll dive deep into battle-tested strategies, uncover the latest industry breakthroughs, and reveal insider tips that will put your business light years ahead of the competition. If you're ready to grow your credit repair business, head to creditrepairjunkies.com/go to watch my free training.
What's going on, Credit Junkies? This is Bruce Politano with another Credit Repair Junkies podcast episode. Today, I am joined by a good friend of mine, Mr. Rico McCambry. Mr. Rico is a fellow credit junkie, and I'm so excited about what we're going to talk about today, because today we're going to talk about a way that you can put tons of money in your pocket while making a tremendous amount of impact and difference in your clients' lives when it comes to their debt. Last podcast episode, we talked about debt settlement, debt relief, what to do once your clients get sued. Today's episode is going to go a little bit hand in hand with that, but what things can be done to prevent your customer even from being sued in the first place because they can't pay a debt. So tune in. We're going to get into this conversation right now. Rico, thank you so much for joining me, brother. It's a pleasure to have you on here.
Hey, man, Bruce, it's a pleasure to be here, man, and really excited to share some exciting information and news with your base.
Let's get started. Tell me, what is your story, man? How did all of this come together? How did you get started in the industry? Tell us a little bit about yourself and your story.
First off, I'd like to commend you, Bruce, on all the work you're doing to not only train these CROs how to start and effectively build a credit repair business, but also provide the necessary tools and technology all rooted in integrity. I mean, you're one of the few guys that have truly made it doing things the right way, and you're still investing your time, energy, and money to provide a way for others to do the exact same thing. So hats off to you, brother, and I pray continued blessings over you, your family, and your business, because your presence in our world is truly changing lives, bro.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. It ain't easy, but it's definitely worth it. So I appreciate the recognition.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, man. Because of you and other platforms out there, that's how I changed my life. I mean, I've been very blessed and fortunate over the course of the last two decades as an entrepreneur to change my life personally. But I come from very humble beginnings. I grew up in a single parent household and a couple of different projects on the south side of Atlanta. Went to school just like most people. We were taught that, hey, if you make good grades, you'll be able to get a good job and hopefully live a good life. And of course, we figured out early on that that wasn't necessarily true. Somebody introduced me to entrepreneurship in a direct sales industry while I was in college. Really blessed in my 20s to not only make six figures, but also seven figures. And I started my first major company in 2009, sold my interest after a couple of years. Unfortunately, my mom got sick. I was able to, you know, be there with her for a few years, you know, before she passed away. But her dying wish was for me to go back to finish college. So I spent a couple of years doing that. And, you know, in 2013, 2014, started consulting back in the direct sales industry. In 2014, I started my latest venture. I know you're probably thinking latest venture in 2014. That's because we just celebrated a decade of being in business.
Congrats, you know, man. That's a milestone right there. It ain't easy. You've made it.
ain't easy at all. But as you said earlier, it's certainly worth it. And over the course of our first 4 years of being in business, we had several different services, but we were serving the financial services industry, and personal credit services was our only product in that financial services space. And we did relatively well, man. We were able to change a lot of lives. We had a partner initially, and we were able to hit that, I think it was called Millionaires Club, with that particular platform we were using. And then in 2018, we brought it in-house and started, you know, serving customers ourselves. And we were able to hit the Millionaires Club again on our platform. But in 2019, we added business credit and then other fintech services. And then the pandemic happened. Right. And a lot of businesses really suffered during that time. But, you know, we were blessed that our business took off. And I really believe because we were able to pivot. Add a few services, and man, things really changed for us. So in 2020, 2021, and 2022, we were able to hit the Inc. 5000 and even 2023. And you know, it's secret information. I don't know how far in the future this is going to roll out, but we were just told that we hit the Inc. 5000 this past year. So in 2024, we're going to get that recognition as well.
Nice. You
know, so we've really been blessed over the course of this last decade, man, the last 4 to 5 years for sure. But one of the reasons why we were able to do this, I know we're going to talk about this today, is we were able to offer timely services to an existing customer base with our RideAware services to all new customers looking for credit services moving forward. So I know the vast majority of people listening right now are CROs, or maybe they are prospective CROs. And, you know, the reason why I think this message is important, and anybody being in business, I personally never recommend taking on more than you can handle in business. But leveraging yourself with great partnerships to help you elevate is the major key. I think collaboration is the new currency. And this is why I believe we've been so blessed with the growth we had, is great partnerships like we built, Bruce, with various other financial service companies as well.
That's awesome, man. I know that, you know, people get attracted by the credit repair space because it's so lower barrier to entry. It's so easy to start a credit repair company, right? You get a software, you get a computer, you get a phone, you get some leads, you're rocking and rolling, you know? And what I find as a lot of successful CROs, and for those of you who don't know what a CRO is, it's a credit repair organization, CRO, that's what it stands for. So if you hear us mentioning CROs, that's what that term means in our industry, is a credit repair organization or credit repair business. Most successful credit repair organizations that I know, they started with credit repair, but they didn't stay there. That wasn't the only service that they offered. My personal history in the credit repair space was I started with credit repair, but eventually I added student loan debt relief services to that. And that catapulted my business's revenue, because now not only was I helping the same customer with this one thing, I was also helping the same customer with this other thing, right? So I was increasing the LTV, the lifetime value of those clients, simply by adding another service, like student loan service, which all of them couldn't use, only the ones that had student loan debt, right? But a lot of other CROs, they transition into the business credit space, right? Hey, if I'm helping consumers with their credit, well, logically, I can help businesses with their credit too, right? Because credit is credit. So they learn the business credit space. And recently, you know, over the last couple of episodes, we've been talking a lot about debt, which is something that credit repair, unfortunately, does not help with, right? Credit repair does zilch, nothing for somebody's debt other than hide it in a closet. It literally, I talk about it all the time. You're hiding your skeletons in your closet with credit repair when it comes to the debt. So today, right, a little foreshadowing of what we're going to talk about, and I'm going to let Rico take over here, is we have a solution that you can offer to your customers to help them with their debt. So now not only are you going to be able to offer them a solution to fix the debt off of their credit, you're actually going to have a solution that you can offer to help them remove the debt from their life, not just their credit. So I'm really excited because this is going to help a lot of people while putting a bunch of money in your pocket. And all I want to do today in this episode is provide value to you and educate you on how this solution can really change the course of your business moving forward, right? So that same customer can, you can monetize that same customer more than one way. So Rico, tell us a little bit about what is this program? Like, how does this work? Give us a scoop.
Sure. You know, but before I get into how it works and the actual program and even the problem that I want to kind of further elaborate a little bit, we talk about why is this needed, you know, for CROs. I believe this is a much needed solution for CROs because it is a much needed solution in our marketplace, right? Period. I'm going to get into a few statistics shortly, but what I want everybody to think about is how businesses begin to evolve over time. When we decide to focus on financial literacy and services, and personal credit was the only service we offered, yes, we were able to make millions, but we knew that we wanted to serve more. And if we were going to grow as a company, we had to evolve beyond just credit. You know, in traditional business, it works that way. I mean, Nike started with shoes and now they sell clothes, right? McDonald's, Burger King, and Wendy's started with burgers. They sell chicken too. Amazon started off selling books. Apple started off selling computers. So I think you get my point. But in my opinion, all CROs will eventually expand their services if not only you want to survive, but if you want to thrive, right? So that's why this is all other industries as well. Naturally, like Bruce said, most companies, they start by adding business credit. That's typically the natural sequence. But the mental block that most CROs face is their belief that they can sell a $2,000 or a $3,000 business credit product. Yeah. And they've been trying to build a business selling a personal credit product that costs a couple of $100s.
That's right? True.
Maybe less than $100 a month. So even though we were successful selling a $2,000 business credit product, I was in search of something that would further serve the massive need in our country. So I started researching what was the biggest financial problem in America, and it was debt. You know, of course, we know about the student loan debt crisis. You know, that's one of the reasons why Bruce jumped into that, because obviously, you know, that's a major need to be served in our country. But what I saw was the growth rate of the revolving debt in our country and the projections of what was going to happen in the next few years due to inflation and several government programs disappearing. And I knew we would be positioned for a major win ourselves. So what was incredible to me, based on regulation and new laws surrounding debt help programs, is customers entering these programs could not be charged any fees or services up front. That sound familiar, Bruce?
It does, right? Like, just like credit repair.
Right. So after a lot of due diligence, I had a lot of long meetings, connecting the right dots and creating the right partnerships, we were able to launch a program back in the summer of 2023 that was able to provide relief right away for consumers that was under thousands or tens of thousands of dollars of debt or even six figures in debt, by not charging them for the services up front, but still able to pay those, generating the converted leads a percentage of the overall debt that's being enrolled in the program.
That's huge. Oh, back up. You got to say that again, right? Let's say that again in a third grade level. Because so I like it simplified, right? Yeah. You mean, all right, let me see. You're saying that we're able to help somebody with their debt without charging them anything up front, but still get paid ourselves.
They still get paid yourselves up front. That's right.
Interesting.
That's
tell
right.
Me more.
I can tell you right now, after we were able to connect all of this, man, and roll out with the program, this has been a complete game changer for our company. And one main reason we were able to continue to rank among the fastest growing companies in America this past year with Inc. Magazine was because we implemented this program this past year. You know, since we're a fintech direct sales company, we focus on building a platform that can support organizations and individuals that have existing customer bases or have the ability to attract them. So most of you CROs right now already have customers and you're looking to attract more customers. So an opportunity like this is perfect for you because you're already dealing with individuals that have debt. And sometimes these clients don't have bad credit because of a bad payment history. Maybe it's because they have high utilization and tens of thousands of dollars of debt. So we've seen customers with six figures of debt that are able to cut in half, and the CRO is able to get compensated for that upfront.
That's awesome. And you know what's cool about this program too is as a CRO, you're able to cross-sell this and cross-market this. You can market your services as a debt help service and end up enrolling that client for credit repair too. You don't have to just take your credit repair clients and offer the debt help program. You can market the debt help program and then offer credit repair to them as well. So it's a double win, right? It's a double whammy. You market both services and you get the opportunity to cross sell them to one another.
Yeah, man. I mean, we have seen CROs get the average CLV up front as opposed to waiting over a period of several months, right? I mean, we talk about customer lifetime value for CLV for those of you who didn't catch that. You know, but it, you know, the average CLV may be $500 or $600 on a particular customer. And that's cool. They still can enroll for that service. But what if you can make that kind of commission up front as opposed to waiting 4 to 6 months to be able to collect that revenue and be able to help them? Right. Many affiliate programs in the debt relief industry only pay on converted leads. And it's a flat $25 up to $100, you know, referral fee or commission that they're paying an affiliate. But with our program, right, through Bruce, you're going to be earning 1% of the total debt enrolled. So if someone has $50,000 enrolled to the program, that's a $500 commission. If someone has $100,000 in debt enrolled in the program, that's a $1,000 commission off of that one client after they pay their first deposit. Now, I'm going to show PowerPoint here shortly that's going to kind of give you more information on the program and how the commission breaks down and how it works. But I just want you to think about the opportunity there. It's like Bruce saying, you know, if you're cross-selling and advertising, help individuals with their credit and their debt issues. So now imagine if you have the ability to guarantee someone the ability to decrease their total unsecured debt amount and monthly payments up to around 50%. That's right. I said guarantee them that you can reduce their unsecured debt amount and their payments up to 50%. I want you to think about it. Somebody who has 50 grand in debt, paying, let's say, about $3,000 a month, you get them on a consultation through this program, through your Debt Relief Junkies website, and we get that debt to $25,000 and those payments around $1,500 a month.
That's huge. That's life-changing for the end client, for the consumer, which I think that the reason why we have so much synergy, you and I, Rico, is because our primary focus and our primary goal over the last decade, two decades for you, has always been the client, right? Not lining our pockets, the client. So all the things that we offer, all the programs that we offer, if it doesn't tremendously benefit the client first, we don't want any part of it, right? So I think that, like, I commend you for that, because it's not very difficult to get greedy. Like, that getting greedy can be an easy thing, right? You get money bags on your eyes and you're like, cha-ching, cha-ching, and you can easily get distracted and hypnotized by more money. But to be able to have the discipline to say no to certain things simply because it's not going to benefit the end consumer, that's huge, man. It speaks to your character and to how ethical of a business you run. And the opportunity presented here to the CROs that are listening, right? So what does that opportunity look like?
Yeah, man. I mean, in short, the opportunity for the consumer, again, bouncing back with that $1,500 in reduction, of their payments going out, that's $1,500 more in cash flow, which is going to help them have way less financial stress, right? And being able to pay for the high cost of groceries and everything else out there, maybe go into savings after their first monthly payment. We're going to talk about that here shortly. You're going to earn $500 just off that one client that you helped get $1,500 more a month in cash flow. I mean, if that was 10 clients per month, that's $5,000 in additional income that you're adding to what you're already making from your CRO business.
That's true. 20 clients a month. We can stop here for a second. Let's do a little exercise, right? Let's take 5 seconds and everybody listening, stop for a second and think, do you know anyone in your life that has debt, yourself included? If the answer is yes, start thinking later how many, and then start converting those not into dollars in your pocket, but also life changes that you can impact. Right? Like, we all know people who are in debt. And if we don't, we don't have to look far. They're everywhere. Right? And we have a solution for them.
Absolutely. I mean, the numbers started adding up. After you make your list, 10 a month, that's $5,000. But 20 a month, that's $10,000 a month. So you're not only making six figures, but you are a financial hero. You know, and you're literally changing lives and potentially keeping families together, because we know one of the biggest reasons for divorce and breaking families apart are financial problems, financial stress. And now with Debt Relief Junkies, you're able to provide that relief to these consumers out there through the program that we brought together. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen for those of you who are watching this, but I'm still going to talk through it for those who can't see it on how powerful this program really is and give you a little bit more background.
Yep. Before you share, Rico, one question for you, just so we can get some more wheels turning here. You guys started offering this summer of 2023. We're in summer of 2024, so it's been a year now. What is the average debt amount that you see enrolled in a program?
The average,
because you guys have enrolled hundreds, if not thousands, of people in a program, all right?
Yes, sir.
So what's the average customer's debt?
Right around $30,000. About $31,500 is the average.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, you have obviously certainly a number of people who are coming in about 15 or 20, but we also see a few that come in the six figure range. You know, but on average, we're talking about right at about 30,000 in debt.
That's a lot of stress that we can help relieve. So that's awesome. Like Rico said, if you're listening, you won't be able to see what he's sharing on the screen. Maybe you can jump on YouTube later on and you'll be able to see it on our YouTube channel. But if you're watching, you'll be able to see everything that Rico is sharing here.
All right. So let's jump into this and talk a little bit about the problem, as we introduce this Debt Relief Junkies program to the world. I mean, the average U.S. credit card debt right now, at the end of 2023 was a little bit above $6,000. But one of the things that you really want to focus on and understand is a major problem is the consumer credit card debt right now at the end of last year was over $1 trillion. So, it's a 20-year high in terms of the jump of credit card debt over the last 20 years. 50% of Americans right now feel like that their financial situation is worsening. And that's the highest it's been since 2009. And 543 million credit card accounts in the United States. And that's up from this past year as well, over 28 million new accounts. So not only are people getting more credit and getting in more debt, but they're also uneducated, right, on how to handle this situation. And it's costing them more and more money, which is costing them more and more stress. And 54% of Americans say their debt is impacting their ability to achieve long-term financial security. Well, how big is 54%? That's half. It's like every one in two people you know are having major issues right now. And when we look at these statistics, I mean, from 2006 up until a couple of years ago, you can see the growth of the amount of consumer debt when we're just talking about personal loans. So you see that trend, and it was even higher in 2023. This trend is the same way, right, when it comes to the accumulation of credit card balances in our country. After the recession in 2008 got started and hit its peak in 2009, it started going down. But as you can see, it started going back up right around the time COVID hit. And now it has surpassed $1 trillion for the first time in U.S. history. Well, the solution is debt relief junkies. And the whole goal here is to help consumers pay off debt in the shortest period of time for the least amount of money. So that's something that you could stand on, that statement, and being able to help them find that relief and pay off this debt in the shortest period of time for the least amount of money. And consumers, to qualify, just have to have a minimum of $10,000 or more in unsecured debt. Now, it doesn't matter what their credit score is. This is non-credit based, right? They can have like a 380. It doesn't matter, right? But as long as they have $10,000 or more in unsecured consumer debt, they're qualified to get into the program.
Now, this unsecured debt, Rico, is credit cards, collections, medical bills, any debt that's not tied to a tangible property. For example, your auto loan is a secured debt because you still have the car. It's not unsecured. Your mortgage is, we can't cut your mortgage in half, right? Like you live in a house, you still own the house. That's a secured debt. So unsecured debt are any types of debt that are not tied to a tangible product that can get repossessed or taken from you, like your house or your car, if you stop paying. Now, tell me, if they have a repossession where the debt was secure, but the security has already been taken from them, the car has already been taken, or foreclosure, or the home has already been taken, can this program help them with those?
Yes, sir.
Can this program help them if they've gotten into trouble with that debt, meaning maybe they got a summons or been sued for the debt?
Yes, sir.
All right. Just wanted to clarify that. I want to make sure I understand correctly.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to go deeper into that, Bruce, but you're tracking right now. I know you already know this information and you want them to understand how powerful this is. Because what we're going to be doing is helping to help secure new terms, right, through all of these creditors for that reduced amount, and also favorable terms with no interest. So I'm going to dig deeper into that here in a little bit as well. The cool thing about this is it's going to reduce the monthly payments of the consumer 40 to 50% on average. So, I mean, imagine anyone you're dealing with, if they have financial stress, they're living paycheck to paycheck, and it's to a point where it's overwhelming and they're almost to the point of filing bankruptcy. Now they have an alternative where they'll be able to get the relief they need and cut those monthly payments down by half. So you're literally saving their lives. Now, the fees are going to be included in the monthly fees to pay down the debt. So there's no fees up front for them to have to pay. So that's exciting. And you're still able to get paid. And we're going to talk a little bit about that here shortly. Now, we have a very experienced fulfillment team on the back end and also a group of attorneys in several states across the country that's going to negotiate new settlement terms for all the clients for their unsecured debt. So they're going to be talking to the creditors for the client. And all these balances are looking to be substantially reduced, meaning they're not going to have any more daily compounding interest. The interest is going to stop. And like I said earlier, 40 to 50% aggregate reduction on all of this secured debt. The payments that the client is going to be making once they're enrolled are going to be deposited into an FDIC-insured trust account instead of paying the creditors. So they're no longer going to pay the creditors. They're going to pay through this program into a trust account that we establish when they get set up. And with that being said, it's going to temporarily decrease their credit score, and the credit cards that they enroll into the program will be closed. Now, does that mean all their credit cards have to be closed? No. because they can choose which credit cards they want to enroll into the program. But if they enroll cards into the program, those particular cards are going to be closed. They still can use those other credit cards. They will take a slight hit to their credit score. But let me tell you what happens after that, because over the course of the next 3 to 6 months, when settlement terms are reached with the creditors and the money starts going into these accounts, it puts them on track to get out of debt and for their credit to go back up a little bit later. And I'm going to talk about it here in a second. But the money in a trust account is used to pay back the creditors on the new settlement terms until the creditor is paid off. Then the client is out of debt and the credit starts to rebuild. Okay. Now, one of the things that's different about our debt help program that you won't see with other companies is we actually offer a debt payoff loan after they've been in the program starting at month 6. Okay. It works like this. This is going to allow them to get debt free as early as 6 months and allow them to rebuild their credit score faster by simply paying back the lender on an installment loan and showing zero utilization to the creditors that they enrolled into the plan. So I want you to think about it. When they sign up, let's say somebody has 10 creditors and then they start paying us through this deposit account. And then we're going to send the money out. The fulfillment team is going to send the money out to those creditors. They're paying on time for 6 months. They're not able to get this loan that pays off all the creditors at once. So now they're showing all these, they're showing all this other credit paid as agreed. They have one installment loan, and now that's reporting to the credit bureaus monthly, and now their credit score is starting to go back up, right? And still being also able to utilize your services as well. The only thing that has to happen for them to qualify for this debt payoff loan is they can't miss any payments during this period. They can't open any new debt during this period. They stay current on the debt that's not enrolled. And then also they have the same income or more at the time of underwriting that they did when they entered the program. If they have this, they qualify for this loan that pays off all those creditors, and they're able to start showing good payment history on the new loan they have, in addition to whatever else you're helping them with to increase their credit score. So this was just a temporary challenge. So just to replay really quickly how it looks to the client once they get started, somebody owes, let's say, 40 grand, you know, $2,450 in monthly payments. They enroll into the debt relief program. Right away, we're able to tell them on the phone, okay, what their new deposit amount is going to be each month, because that payment is a deposit going into the FDIC account. Okay, so that deposit amount, let's say of $1,300, is their new payment, and they're only paying this FDIC insured account, not the creditors anymore. Okay, now the bank agrees, all the collected creditors agree to get it down to around $20,000 with new favorable terms. And then the client is responsible for that $1,300 initial deposit, right, which is their first payment, and then 25 subsequent payments. In this scenario, okay, they have a total of 26 payments at $1,300 a month. So it's a flat payment. Of course, we know with revolving balances, typically that amount they're paying could change, right? The actual interest rate could change over time, go up or down, right? But at the end of the day, when they enter this program, they're going to have one flat fee. They're going to be paying one flat payment. They're going to be paying for a certain period of time. After month 6, the client qualifies for this debt payoff loan, and now they're able to get all those creditors paid off and start rebuilding their credit. And of course, during this time, you can sign them up for any other services that you're offering as well. But you have them in a much better financial position, even around 6 months or a little bit more than when they started the program. Bruce was talking about earlier the accepted debt types, and we talk about unsecured debt. So that's unsecured credit cards, credit union debt, personal loans, any medical debt, but it must be in collection at the time of enrollment, private student loans, okay? So not federal student loans, but private student loans, and as long as they have proof that it's a private student loan, they can enroll that into the program as well. Home improvement loans. And also the process of this system. Then to break this down really simple for you and how effective this could be with adding this to your offerings, and it's not as much work as one would think for the amount of the trade-off and you know, money you could make from it, is you start marketing as the affiliate, right? To your current base or to a new group of potential customers. That's number one. Number two, you qualify for the consumer by sending them to your website. And obviously, when they get to the site, they'll see, okay, it's a minimum of $10,000 in unsecured debt needed. It tells them all about the program. They're able to see what could happen if they get started with it. At that point, they go ahead and submit a time and day they want to have the debt consultation. Okay. After they agree to the consultation, somebody from our side is going to reach out to them. They go through the consultation. They're going to get a quote on the new payment and starts the plan by making the first deposit. That's when they become a client. Okay, because on that call, we're going to pull their credit. We're going to go through with them and verify everything is what they say. And then after they verify that, we're going to give them a new amount that they're going to pay every month into this FDIC insured account. Once they agree, they sign the paperwork, they can make that first deposit, and that's when everything starts. They become a client. Then they're going to receive a welcome call to review their debt help agreement, and we're going to provide access to and walk them through that client portal, which you're going to see before we end this, so they know what everything looks like. Then this special purposes account is established in their name for their monthly deposits. Our fulfillment team then executes the debt help process after that point. Now, they're a certified client. They're making their monthly payments. But the cool thing is, after they make their first deposit, that first monthly payment, whether it happens on that phone call or we set the first payment to come out when they get paid the next time or 2 weeks out from that initial call, after they make that first payment into this deposit account, the affiliate actually gets paid their commission on the next month on the 15th.
Just like that.
So I want you to think about how many individuals you can refer to the program within a given month. They get started with this program. We're going to encourage them to go ahead and start with their initial payment at the time that we get off that consultation. And then those clients, you're going to get paid for the next month on the 15th.
It's so easy. All you have to do then is refer the customer to book a call. That's all the CRO has to do.
That's right.
And then your team on the back end will do the consultation, we'll do the sales, we'll do the servicing, and we'll pay the commission.
Yes, sir.
At the end of this episode, I'll give you guys more information about what else we're going to be providing you guys with. But at the bare minimum, all you have to do is send somebody to book a call because they want help with their debt. And then you wait till the 15th of next month and you get paid after they make their payment.
That's it.
Cool. All right. What else you got?
So let's talk about six benefits really quickly of this debt relief program. And if you're watching this, you know, definitely want to screenshot this so you can know moving forward why this is so important for the consumer. But benefit one, they're going to get one fixed low consolidated monthly payment that fits their budget, typically 50% less than what they're paying right now. Number two, reduce their total debt up to around 50% or more from what they owe to creditors. Number three, they're going to eliminate high compounding interest and monthly fees. Okay, so that's huge. A lot of people don't even think about that, but man, there's a lot of money going out the door that you're not benefiting from those payments when you're paying those creditors directly. Benefit number four, they pay off their debts, you know, in months for thousands of dollars less than they owe. In months and not years. Of course, you know, revolving debt, you could be paying that debt off for years. Number five, that's right. They're going to also reestablish their credit rapidly by paying off their debts and fixing their credit ratios. So, of course, many of you being CROs, you know how important that is. And with this program, they're gaining some protections and also some guidance and services being provided for them. And they're saving money each and every month by making this decision. So that's huge. And after 6 months of being in the program, they may qualify for the debt consolidation loan that I was talking about earlier. And I told you exactly what they need to do to qualify. And it pays off all their enrolled accounts and allows them to rebuild their credit faster. And at the end of the day, you know, we just know that they're going to achieve financial peace of mind and sleep better at night knowing that they're on path to being debt free. I mean, it's a great feeling to know you're talking to clients that are under financial stress and saying, hey, over the course of the next 2 years, you're going to be out of this. Over the course of the next 18 months, over the course of the next, you know, 30 months, over the course of the next 12 months, whatever the program is, because we literally give them options that, hey, how quickly do you want to make this happen? 12 months, 36 months, 18 months. And we let them know what their deposit will be. But at the end of the day, they're not paying anything up front outside of when they want to make that first deposit payment. And they can say goodbye to that high debt. They can say goodbye to those high debt payments. and put themselves in a position to truly win.
Now, I don't know about you, man, but you know, you say you grew up in some projects and whatnot, but I've struggled with debt before.
Yeah.
Right. It hasn't always been, you know, I haven't always been driving a McLaren. It hasn't always been like that. Right. I've had the struggles. And this is huge because I would open up my credit card statements, right? And of course, all my credit cards are maxed out. I'll make a payment, and then the next month the balance will be the same. Right, will be like $12 less, and then they're sneaky, man. They'll put in really small letters like, if you keep making your minimum payment, you'll be out of debt in 27 years, right? And you look at that, it's like it makes somebody want to cry. It makes a grown man want to cry when you look at that. And you're like, man, I'm slaved to this thing, right? Like this debt, I am enslaved to this debt, and this solution changes that. It flips it on its head. Like you look at that credit card statement and you're like, man, it doesn't have to be like this anymore. I have options with this program where my debt can be cut in almost half and my monthly payments can be cut in almost half, and I can be out of this debt and no longer enslaved to this debt any longer, and I get to rebuild my credit again. This is huge. Like if I knew of something like this when I was struggling, I would have jumped headfirst into this opportunity. 100% without a shadow of doubt, I would have done it, right? So like this is, I think that the benefits of this program are not only financially, but psychological to somebody, right? Like it completely changes your mind in what is possible, right? You're talking about like, you no longer have to file for bankruptcy. Like if you, normally people file for bankruptcy because they can't pay their debts. They can't afford, like they don't want to stay in a hamster wheel anymore. This is another solution to where you don't even have to go that far into bankruptcy. You can take this option instead, which is much better, and it's going to help you just as much, if not even better. So man, these are six great benefits, but to me, the number one benefit that rings home to me is the psychological benefit of the customer knowing that, hey, I no longer have to stay stuck in this hamster wheel. I no longer have to be enslaved to this debt. I have a way out. This is awesome, man. Like this is literally a godsend program for people.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's one reason why the opportunity is so huge. You know, Bruce, in my opinion, this is like the next big thing outside of credit repair. I mean, if you think about it, credit repair, the reason why a lot of people got in the industry is because it was a service that was so needed, but many people didn't have anywhere they could get the help, right?
That's true.
So there were platforms put in place that gave people the opportunity to become a credit repair company from the comfort of their own home by software, right? And then you have people like you who made millions doing it, and you introduce programs to show them how to effectively do it and other technology to be able to grow their business in the credit repair industry. And there are several people who became multimillionaires and changed a lot of lives with credit repair. I believe, Bruce, this is the next big thing.
I agree with
millions
you.
Of people that know nothing about programs like this and really need it. And the CROs out there who already have customers who are looking for help now have the solution. So for the people getting on the front end of this, it's almost like people getting on the front end of credit repair 10 years ago.
For sure.
Yeah, man. So let's take a look at, you know, the partnership you have here and the individuals on the back end that you have delivering the service, because that's incredibly important. When we decided to get into the debt relief industry and we started building out our platform on the front end, we wanted to make sure that we were attached to a fulfillment team that knew exactly what they're doing, that was licensed in all the appropriate states, and actually has some credibility behind them. I mean, the partnerships that we have on the back end are incredible. Over 15 years old, over $7 billion in debt enrolled since inception, 500% annual revenue growth since 2018, serving more than 92% of the United States, and employing over 800 people nationwide with 20% bilingual customer service staff. So if you're out there right now and you know, have clients, you know, that speak Spanish, we can actually help them out as well. Accredited member of the American Fair Credit Council, you know, Receivables Management Association, and the Better Business Bureau. But I want you to check out this coverage that we have in serving clients all across the country. I mean, we're talking about 46 states right now that we're able to help and serve with this program. There are several states across the country where you literally have to have attorneys speaking on your behalf. that's like 21 states right now. You have to have attorneys speaking on your behalf in order to get this thing done. And guess what? Those 21 states we cover, we have attorneys that's a part of our fulfillment team that's able to negotiate on your behalf. The other 25 states that we service, we actually have experts in the debt relief, debt settlement space that's operating on your behalf, have years of experience, and we're literally getting results to back everything that I just told you about earlier. So 46 states to be able to serve clients all across the country. And the thing that I love about this platform, Bruce, is it's a fintech platform. So it's not your old school debt settlement, you know, where people are picking up the phone and calling creditors one by one to see if they're going to be able to make things happen with you. But there's over 700 creditors and collection companies and debt buyers. And we have data exchanges with over 60 plus of the largest banks in the industry, you know, where we're connected in a fintech fashion. So when their accounts are plugged in, we have settlements literally happening within days, where it would literally take other companies that do this type of work several months or even a few years to get the same exact result. So
that's why you're able to do it so much faster, because you already have the direct plug into these banks, into these companies through the fintech solution.
That's right. That's right. You know, so this is something that is groundbreaking in this industry. And one of the reasons why we decided to get in fintech is to be able to offer these consumers this type of access that they can't find anywhere else. So this is literally a competitive advantage for you as a business owner in the service offering that you're adding to your platform. That's something to think about. And when I said fintech, that just means financial technology. And we take a great deal of pride in offering that to the consumers that we deal with. So all of your clients, once they get started, they're able to have a client portal where they can log in and see the amount of debt that they're paying, see all their payments, see the creditors. There's a mobile app that they could download, and also they can be able to see this online as well. And they could chat with our fulfillment team. If there's any questions or any issues that they're having, that customer service is right there. And again, that's without you paying anything outside of being an affiliate with this company. We're able to provide the solution to your consumers, as well as a portal where they can log in and see all this information, get additional education on debt, and see what's going on with their program from the initial time that they get started until the program ends. And they can be able to see the timeline as well. You know, and lastly, other things like different transactions that are going on, the different creditors that they have, who settled, the payments that have been made to all those creditors. So it's a completely transparent process, right? It's not like they're signing up and not knowing where their money's going for their deposits, which creditor is being paid, if they're going to be sued. You know, everything is handled inside this portal, and they have a very experienced team there to help them get the results they're looking for. And with that being said, Bruce, man, that's how the program works. That's how big the opportunity is. They see the support that they have backing them up. And really, only decision they have now, man, is really to join the team. And I know you got that information for them on how they can get started.
Rico, man, thank you so much. Such a great job explaining how that program works. Experience in the debt relief space is something that's difficult to have, because a lot of people, it's a highly regulated industry. Right. You think debt settlement and debt consolidation, it's a highly regulated industry, and being able to partner with companies that have been doing this for over 15 years, like you said, who have these direct connections with these banks, who have handled billions, right, with the B worth of debt since they started, like, this is credible. Right. I say this often. We only get one reputation in our lifetime. Once you tarnish your reputation once, that's it. It's there. Like, you're going to be known as that person, right? You can't do a reset and get a do-over on your reputation. So like you, I also do my due diligence, and I make sure that I don't get in bed with anybody who's going to get me in trouble, right? Meaning I only get in bed with my wife, right? So when it comes to my business, it's the same way. Like, I'm not going to put my business in bed with anybody who's going to get me in trouble. And partnering with a company like yours, man, to be able to offer this not only for our own clients is huge. And I don't do anything that I don't talk about anything. I don't offer anything to other people that I'm not a part of myself. Right. So we've put our clients through this program. We know this program works, right? We've been doing this for a few months already. So before I made the decision to get Rico on this podcast to present this opportunity to the entire credit repair industry, just know that your fellow credit junkie here, Bruce Palatano, has been doing this already. And I know it works. And our clients, man, they are raving about it because it's so beneficial to them. So we want to make it available to everybody in the credit repair space, right? Take it or leave it. You may not be ready for it now, but if you are ready to offer the solution now, here's what we've done. We've gone above and beyond. We want to make this as easy as humanly possible for CROs to be able to implement in their business today. So when you become an affiliate, not only are you going to get your commission, which is at 1% of the total enrolled debt amount, minimum of $10,000. So that means that for every referral that you send, you're going to make at least $100. Because they got to have at least $10,000 worth of debt and you're going to get 1%. So imagine if you're sending 10 people per month. At the very, very minimum, you're bringing in an extra grand to your business just because you're referring 10 people a month to get started in this program. But you need tools. You need help. Like, how are we going to get this done? Well, at Credit Repair Junkies, for all of our affiliates, we've done something that is going to make it really, really easy for you guys to offer this. Number one, we're going to allow you to offer this as a white label solution as your company. So Credit Repair Junkies offers this as Credit Repair Junkies, right? Your credit repair company may be ABC Credit Repair. Well, guess what? You're going to be able to offer this solution as an ABC Credit Repair solution, right? So your name is tied to it, your reputation is tied to it. That way, when your clients are referring other clients, they're referring other clients to you, not to me, not to Rico, to you. So this is going to be a full white label solution that you can offer as your company under your brand. How do we do that? Well, guess what? We're going to give you a website that's going to have everything on there, right? All the information about the program. The calendar is going to be embedded on your website. So all you have to do is drive traffic to the website that we are going to develop for you, that we're going to create for you and give to you. You send traffic there. They click on the button to get started. They book a call. And guess what? Every client that books a call on your website is going to be tracked directly to you. So we know that when that client enrolls, we pay you and not Susie for it, right? Susie's trying to take people's money. We're not going to let Susie take your money, right? So we're going to give your own white labeled website with your logo, your brand colors, everything on there for you so that you can just drive traffic to your website for people who need this debt help. That's all you have to do. You send somebody there, they book a call. Our team on the back end, Rico's team on the back end, is going to call that client, is going to explain to them how the program works. They're going to tell them how much money they're going to save, not only off of their debt, but also off of their monthly payment. They're going to handle the enrollment. They're going to handle the debt resolution, and they're going to pay you. So all you have to do is get somebody to book a call on your website, and you'll get paid. Now, 1% of a debt amount just to get somebody to book a call on the website, sounds pretty good to me, right? The average debt, Rico, you said about $31,000, right? So that's $300. You do 10 of those a month, that's $3,000 a month coming into your business simply because you told somebody that needs help with their debt, go on this link and book a call. And that's it. You didn't have to call the customer. You didn't have to explain how the program works. You didn't have to call the creditors to settle the debt. You didn't have to do any of that. All you had to do was be the solution to the customer on the front end. And our team is going to handle everything else on the back end. So if this sounds like something that you're interested in offering as an add-on service to your credit repair business, or even as a standalone service to any business that you own, maybe you're not in credit repair and you want to do this instead, then here's what you got to do. You go to creditrepairjunkies.com/debt-relief. I'm going to say that again. creditrepairjunkies.com/debt-relief. And I'll make sure there's links around in the YouTube description and in the podcast description. I'll have a link on there. But creditrepairjunkies.com/debt-relief and click on the Become an Affiliate button and follow the steps on that page. And we'll make sure that we'll get you onboarded, get you your own website created so you can start offering the solution really within a matter of days. Man, this is mind-blowing to me, man. I am so excited because alone, I can only impact so many people. But together, with all the CROs who are going to partner with us, we're going to impact thousands and thousands and thousands of people in a positive way, right? Financial strain is number one cause of divorce, right? Financial strain is what keeps people up at night. We're going to be able to offer a solution to that. And I mean, I get goosebumps thinking about it because I'm so passionate about helping people. So please partner with us so we can make an even bigger impact and help a lot more people together. This is huge. And the money's good, right? Of course, the money is good.
Right.
I'm not going to complain about the thousands of dollars that I'm making every single month from this program. I'm not complaining about that. But I'm also super excited and super stoked that while I'm making a lot of money, I'm also helping a lot of people. So I encourage you, jump onto this opportunity. You got nothing to lose, but a whole lot to gain by being able to be that solution and that beacon to so many people that need so much help. Rico, man, thank you. Thank you so much for jumping on here and explaining this program to our partners and being able to be, you know, part of the team to offer this life-changing solution to others. Is there anything else that you'd like to say before we wrap it up today?
Hey, man, I'm just humbled to be here. You know, I live just like you, man, to serve. You were saying earlier that at the end of the day, this was going to be a godsend to so many consumers. I'm just thankful for people like you, man, that because you're a godsend to so many entrepreneurs who are looking for ways to serve and need the opportunity. So many of you who are listening to this right now, the reason why you're in credit repair is because you want to help people. And this is just elevating your game to serve more. We're all blessed to be a blessing to somebody else. And man, it just makes it easy to get up out of bed in the morning and to go into our day when we know we're doing the right thing by helping so many people. So God bless each and every one of you. And keep going out there, going after your dreams by helping everybody else accomplish theirs. Thanks for having me here today, Bruce.
I appreciate you, Rico. Thank you so much. And again, if you want to get started, creditrepairjunkies.com/debt-relief. Click on the Become an Affiliate button, and we're very excited to partner with you to help you and your customers. Credit Junkies, until next time, take care. God bless, and I'll see y'all later.